Today is Friday, March 12th, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. Today marks the 204th Eunoia. And if that seems like a strange thing to celebrate, well, that's because I'd already recorded Monday's 200th installment when Mikal let me know that I'd reached the milestone. That's wonderful attention to detail. And speaking of attention to detail, I've realized I'm not sure if it's Mikal, Michelle, or Michael. Feel free to let me know. Okay, so Friday, how do you feel about this upcoming weekend? How do you feel about changes that are upcoming? Anything exciting going on in your world? Let me know. Let me live vicariously through you, because I live in the land of eternal lockdown. It's gotten to the point where my dear friend Bunny has even offered to swim the river to get over to my nation and my little bubble. But I have a feeling that the police are more likely to stop him swimming the river than they would simply driving across the bridge. So whatever your plans are, I hope they're wonderful and don't involve the police. Are you sitting comfortably in that chair, with each hand resting palm downwards on your thighs, both feet flat on the floor? Remember how good it feels to just breathe properly. Breathing in deep and breathing out just a bit longer than your inhale. As you breathe in and out, I want you to imagine that air coming into your body from the most unlikely of entryways, through your ears. How about the pores on your arm, the soles of your feet, any marks left by last night's games? Breathe in deep and fill yourself. And breathe out and empty yourself the things that you know we don't need right now. Imagine that window just over my left shoulder. Stare at the window and let the frame and curtains and even the wall fade. Only the outside view attracts your attention, and you feel yourself there, outside. That pleasant temperature. Seasons changing, seeing and feeling, perhaps even smelling the evidence of that change. Now think of yourself in your chair in the room where you sit. Perhaps you're not in a room, maybe this is your commute. See what's around you, built around you, the city, the town. And know that while you're there, you can also experience here the birds, the breeze, wind chimes, the vibrations coming to you and enveloping you. Everything in the material world is made up of vibration. It's resonant. So as you listen to the sounds, tones around you, as I speak about today's word, you take the time to see, feel, know what note connects with you and match it. As you hum, you pair the word with your very own voice. The voice that no one has but you, your vocal fingerprint. Nobody hums like you, not exactly, not in the body that's yours. Sitting right where you are now, wrap the word with your intention and release the vibrations of your voice. Out into the ever-vibrating world. Today's word is pride. Now, my faithful follower has said the reason they submitted this one is because their automatic reactions, confidence, and expectations do not help them move forward. So let's link that back to earlier this week. Tantric, what expectations do you have for pleasure? What confidence do you have, pride do you have that you know the right way to please your body and your mind? Doesn't that also link us back into death grip? The pride of knowing exactly how you want to get off. And isn't that why you're here? So you can indulge in the other sessions and be told what to do, forced through this consensual mind game to do it differently. I like to take pride in a partner, one with a creative mind, interesting ideas, unlikely hobbies also thrill me, but I especially love that bright mind to take under. A thrill to seduce, to change, make and remake a million times over like a clay doll. No, that's not quite right, is it? This is about programming and changing your code, making and remaking an operating system. Because often when you start out, you're sure, aren't you? You're sure of exactly what you need. You're sure of exactly what you want. You're so full of pride. When the reality is, when you're stuck in that rut of exactly the same thing every time to bring you to release, it leaves no room for your partner to be creative and play, experiment. Your pride gets in the way of all of the fun. You can hum your note or perhaps even sing or chant your word anytime. It will always do you good. Consider it to be continual spellcasting. Hum when you're doing the dishes or driving, walking in the shower, feeling blue or feeling caught in a pattern that you want to change, and of course, during our times together. The more you listen to it, and especially the more you hum it, the more power it has to affect change in your life. When you hum, the sound vibrations you make spiral out in all directions, touching and changing the vibrations of everything around you to fit. The more you hum, the more effect you have on the world around you. My vibration and yours will also meet. I've placed mine carefully in this music for you.